Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What is it, the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh, I mean, maybe it's just us, but this is a baseball day. Bulldog's in his vintage Red Sox hat. He was just at Fenway.
Had to run back in the house to get it. I walked out the door. The door wasn't locked. I was about to close the door. I went, hat! And went back upstairs.
So you chose to go back in to get
yes.
it. You thought of it. Like today
I thought of it.
It's such a baseball day.
I had thought of it earlier. And I thought, earlier in the day, I thought, I want to represent. You know, Owen and I went to Fenway this summer. I'm trying to be back. I'm not really back, but whatever. I'm pretending. I'm posing. And got to wear the hat. They play the cap. The cap, not a hat. They played today at 6.
It's a hat.
Yeah, whatever.
A cap is a hat.
Yeah.
Come on. I should have worn Reds.
Yeah, you should have.
I have a Reds visor. You've seen it on the Twitch and the YouTube. Went Blue Jays instead.
You're referring to it as the Twitch.
The Twitch. Already bracing for the next round where the Blue Jays get the Yankees or the Red Sox. Probably Boston, let's be honest. Should be Boston. And the Reds visor didn't come up at home. Didn't run back in the house.
Why do you say it like that? Are they favored in this? I've not even looked.
No, but they'll win.
Okay.
I hope
that's right. I don't know.
The Yankees are Aaron Judge, period. That's it.
Stan's been
who?
I know. He's had some pretty big hits down the stretch.
I think
for
you're
them.
Fine. I bet Boston.
All right.
You might not want to because it's your team.
Yeah. No, I don't care about that.
I would bet Boston.
All right.
I don't think the Yankees are good at all. You know who's been good for Boston, which could be funny in this series? Chapman.
Yeah. He has been good. I don't really like rooting for him, but, you know, whatever. He's only usually pitching an inning.
Is it time for some reverse AL power rankings? I guess we don't have that. I didn't clear it with Empire. Instead, as we embark on this Tuesday, Ross Tucker to come later. It's time now for the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. It is such a baseball day. The playoff format might not be perfect, but go outside for 5 minutes. It's Tuesday. It's the one day of the week that football doesn't own us. Give it to them. Right? Just give it to baseball today.
Are you saying Wednesday owns us because of your fantasy waivers day or something? Because Wednesday's a free.
That's right.
Wednesday's a freebie for most normal people.
I am saying that.
But I appreciate the point. Yeah, I went last week from not really knowing what the format was to just being completely and totally fired up for these three-game series. Like once I knew what it was and I saw the matchups, we talked about it yesterday. The matchups all work for me. They all touch different wires for me. Historic matchups, rival, whatever it is, it all just looks great. So, and the scene in Cleveland today, I mean, I know it's not a packed stadium or anything, but sunshine, blue sky, I mean, it's just
the best.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And then you get the Cubs right now starting their game with the Padres in the rightful setting of an afternoon game at Wrigley Field.
Right.
Well, yeah. I propose a new wrinkle to the reverse AFC power rankings. That is tier breaks.
Okay, we could have had a meeting about this.
Well, this is the meeting.
Because we're having a meeting now, yeah.
You're at the meeting.
I do like in-the-moment meetings. That's fine.
I'm proposing it.
Okay.
Tier breaks. If we all agree that this is the end, the bottom, the top of a tier, mm-hmm. I'll draw a double line. And then that'll be permanent. And then in the, you know, when the Buffalo Historical Society analyzes this pile of documents and, you know, breaks down and they make charts about, you know, how the ebbs and flows of the rankings, you'll see the tier breaks, but they didn't think of it. And I was listening the day they did. They were talking about the Red Sox in late 2025 when they thought, you know, tier breaks might be good to mark on these. All right, ready?
I am, but I have a problem.
16?
Yeah.
I have no problem at 16.
Really?
None.
Okay.
It's one team only. For me, it's a tier break.
Let's hear it.
Tennessee.
See, the reason I want to say I have a problem is because that was my first thought, and then I thought the Jets are pretty rank 2, 0-4, fancy new coach, just turning it over. They are nowhere at quarterback. Tennessee's going to, but they have a coach. Tennessee's got a.
Do they?
I mean, we'll see. I think
he doesn't. He doesn't have a computer.
I wonder.
He doesn't have the internet.
How bad could it get? Could he get fired?
No, he won't get fired. He was a great player for them.
Right.
And they are in position to start over at quarterback, which may explain why he is not using his computer. Tennessee is not. Tennessee is down way worse. The Jets should be 2-2. There's no way they should have lost last night. Or the opener. Right? I mean, they could have lost these games. I'm just saying, like.
But Tennessee's got, what's more, Tennessee's got the, well,
do they?
Yeah, that might be as.
I don't even know if they have the internet.
That might be as tenuous as Aaron Glenn, actually.
When I've been to Tennessee, I can't get online. The Blue Ridge Mountains are a problem. Like, I can't get online in Tennessee. Have you ever been able to? I can't.
I had
New York City.
We stayed in a cabin high atop the Smoky Mountains 3 years ago now, and great Wi-Fi.
Oh, well. Where's the stadium? I don't know. Tennessee is easily in the worst. Okay. Because right. If they finish last in the league, they're going to need a Carolina to swoop in and make them a sweetheart offer. Because they're not, I don't even know who the quarterback is next year. Maybe there's nobody. I haven't even considered that.
I did a little reading on that today. Speaking of tier breaks, it was very lengthy article. I didn't get anywhere near through it, but the top of it was the top guys. The South Carolina guy looks really good.
Alabama.
The LSU kid and Oklahoma's guy, I think, maybe was on there. And there's another guy I'm forgetting.
The Oregon guy, Dante Moore?
I didn't get to him. I'm not saying he wasn't there. There was so much about the first four guys that it's like, I got to go. I got to go to work. I closed it up.
I don't care who it is. It's not Andrew Luck. Tennessee won't draft whoever that is.
Right.
I mean, most times that doesn't happen.
Arizona did that.
Arizona did
that.
But
they didn't draft at 101. They drafted Rosen, what was that, 10th or something or whatever it was, and then the next year drafted Kyler Murray.
Right, and the Bears also didn't draft Fields 101, so good point. But for neither team did it work anyway, right. Even if they didn't.
Okay, you've talked me into Tennessee. Fine. Tennessee. You talked me into it. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't think they were that they didn't earn an opportunity to be there. I was a little more torn on they and the Jets.
15.
I guess I'm going to say Jets. I don't want to hear about they should be 2-2. They can't hang on to the ball. They're inept.
Why is Braylon Allen ever playing? He fumbles at the goal line. They're rolling. I mean, let Fields play. Take that in. Let Breece Hall, their best guy. They must hate Breece Hall. I don't get it. Well, that's incompetence, but I'll say Cincinnati. There's another team that can't pick quarterback at one, and they are so bad. If the Bengals and the Jets played this week, thoughts?
Wow.
Chase and Higgins are in prison there. Hendrickson may be able to escape 1-year contract. Chase can't. Look at him. He just doesn't even know what to do with his life anymore. He's over there just, will you listen to me, please? I don't even know what I'm saying. I just, help. I mean, what does Cincinnati, if Cincinnati doesn't trade for Kirk Cousins or something, what becomes of that team? And they can't draft. They're not going to draft Joe Burrow's replacement. I mean, I'm far enough into the season that I'm thinking about the draft, and I do not want to be one of these teams that's already heavily invested in quarterback and going to go to the bottom of the league and can't do anything about it except draft a guard. That just does not sound good to me at all. The Jets can start over. The Jets could even flush Aaron Glenn. Who cares? I mean, every big game management decision he makes is wrong. He's punting against the Bills in the third quarter down 20 points. Like he just wants to get through it.
So what are we
I'm
doing
on the
here?
Bengals.
I'll go Cincinnati here.
Let's go.
Man.
14.
It's this Jets love that's
I know it never,
laid
it never
over.
Ends.
It's still here.
It's definitely not love.
They put on a putrid show on national television and they're still avoiding being in the bottom two.
Should have won. How about Garrett Wilson? Is he good?
I don't know. I stopped watching that game after I missed it. I missed everything. I as soon as the other game started, I was like, "Oh, there's another game! Yay!
Let me
go watch that." And it was not. Yeah, you know,
Wilson, the Jets should have won. He gets robbed of a touchdown because I don't know. He touched the other guy. And that official had it so in for him, he's just like ruling incomplete, even though he catches the ball. By the time it gets to the referee for the announcement, he's like, the ruling on the field is a touchdown. Chris Fowler went 10 minutes, never knew it. Like, they changed the call. He never knew it because it was interference. The side judge had no time for Garrett Wilson. So, like, I don't even care if you're in bounds. Flag on you. He touched the other guy. You know, you've seen worse at people trying to get to the vending machine in line at your office than what Wilson does in that play. Anyway, forget anything ever happened there. And then end of the game, the play he makes for that touchdown, wow, that guy is so good. The catch he makes against the Bills when Rodgers gets hurt, nobody else is making these catches. And he's going 1,000 yards every year with who?
Zach Wilson.
Rodgers hurt, Zach Wilson, Mike White, Justin Fields. The guy is still undeniable. That guy. You know, enough said. All right, 14. I'll say. Is it already two Jets?
I feel like we got to be at Jets.
I might riot if we don't put the Jets here.
I mean, there's so many other teams, though. We don't have any tier breaks yet. 13.
How about we put Cleveland here and then maybe a tier break?
Okay.
What are the chances the kid they're going to put in is going to be any good? when they get around to doing that. It would still
be this week, I think.
Yeah, but
don't know.
That is not known yet, right? Like we think it. Everyone thinks it should happen.
It's been reported that it will.
Oh, okay. Thank
but
you.
But not that it. It's not confirmed.
The coach has not stood. He won't do that till tomorrow.
Right. Although they have to travel to England.
Oh. Anyway, all right. Well, Cleveland is there then. And
all right.
And I would say I would advocate for a tier break.
Okay. There. Tier break. All right. Cleveland at 13, 12.
Need a sound effect for tier break.
I just tried.
Yeah.
12.
The glacier breaking.
Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
11, Vegas.
Yes.
Do something, Vegas. Like, they should be 0-4. Well, no, that's not right. I mean, they beat New England. That wasn't a stupid game. They lose to Chicago. They could have won that.
They shouldn't be 1-3.
They're
1-3.
They're 1-3 is on point for Vegas, I think.
It's getting harder to, like, I just did it. They got a field goal blocked. Come on. What are the chances of that happening? That's getting harder to say.
Like,
you got to stop saying it that way because it keeps happening. It's not like some rare occurrence anymore. I think it's the most since the year 2000 in the first 4 weeks of the season.
Is that right?
Field goal blocks. Yeah, I don't know why it's cut off there. If whoever did the work couldn't find data to go all the way back. I don't know. But nonetheless, it's been a crazy year for that already, and that was another example. But anyway, yeah, Raiders.
Stop throwing 3 picks in every home game, please. Start throwing to Bowers. That's a personal request / attack. 10. Oh, wow, look at that. There's a tier break.
Yeah,
right. Nominating tier break right here.
Right?
Who's 10?
Did I rush the first tier break suggestion?
No, you didn't.
That's right, yeah.
4 teams all in the market for the 1 overall pick.
How big does a bit of spittle that flew out of my mouth need to be for it to show up on the Twitch or the YouTube feed?
That's not a question I can answer.
Because just now, that just happened. I don't know.
I'd have to watch it.
Anybody out there on the chat, bullpen, let's hear you. I don't know. Anyway.
Did it reach me? I didn't feel
anything. No.
Good.
It's gone now.
10.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little graphic.
Houston.
I could get with Houston here.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Wait, did we tear break Vegas alone there? That's why I was starting to say if I rushed it when we did it where we did it the first time.
No, I think that's fine, and I think there might be another one here. 9. Oof.
Jacksonville?
Who's 9? Jacksonville, I think I agree. Are they good?
That's the thing. They're 3-1, but it doesn't really feel like they should be.
I think I like New England more than them. I definitely like Baltimore more than them, even in the dilapidated state they're in.
Not for this, but just in general.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I'm talking myself into Jacksonville. Here's what I'm doing. Like, I want to put those teams below Jacksonville. It might be the first time I ever got the lingo right on the
all grown up
reverse AFC power rankings.
Jacksonville 9. 8. Wow. I mean,
Baltimore, New England.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think New England.
7.
I'm going to say Baltimore. They're just in such a sad state.
Pittsburgh.
I think they'll be
the end of that Dublin game.
What an embarrassment.
There's not a worse way to win if you're a fan.
They are such a wrestling icon, the Steelers. Like, just, this guy's he's bleeding from his wrists. His forehead's cracked open. Oh, he won. That's Pittsburgh. Whoever that is in wrestling, somebody else who knows wrestling can tell. Is that Hulk Hogan? I mean, the late, who can, you're welcome to tell me who that is, but somebody like, if you thought wrestling was real and somebody's like all just completely, they're in a coma on the mat and, you know, oh, he's up. I mean, that's Pittsburgh.
Out. Yeah.
Every week, that's Pittsburgh. They kicked out. Very good. Yeah. Pittsburgh at 7. Who would you rather play? Who would you rather play in the first round? The Steelers or the Ravens?
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Pittsburgh. See, I've resorted to that now.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy doesn't like that when he guest stars in the power rankings. It's like when you do the, oh, is that what we're doing? Who would you rather play? All right. 6. We have the 3 AFC West teams. We have the Colts, the Ravens, and the Bills. Who is the worst?
I think Ravens right now. They are.
I'm okay with that.
I gotta say Ravens. Yeah, I mean, I would have put them. I was eager to put them, ahead, you know, below ahead. See, now I already screwed it up.
Cooper Rush is going to play these two games.
Yeah, I mean, right?
They could be 1-5.
Yeah,
it could be over.
Yeah, it's two games already.
Well, it's 2-3. I mean,
oh, okay, all right. I didn't.
That's the report going on in Baltimore.
Thank you. All right. I just saw he was in doubt to play this week. Was the last thing I saw this morning.
Their next two games are both at home. Texans, Rams.
Oh, boy.
Then a bye, and then the Bears are in there. So they're not on the road for a month.
That would make sense to let him rest.
Cooper Rush, though, going up against that Houston defense.
Cooper Rush.
It sounds unwatchable.
All right. So Baltimore at what number are we?
6.
They're at 6. All right.
All-time high. 5. L.A.
I'm fine with the Chargers here.
4.
Colts.
Yeah.
They probably should have won on Sunday.
Yeah, well.
But whatever, they didn't. Tough luck.
The Jets should be 2-2. All right, we haven't done tier breaks in a while, but that's fine. Colts at 4. 3.
Denver is still on the board, right?
Denver, Kansas City, Buffalo.
I'm saying Denver.
I'll go Denver.
That's it. It is written. 2, Chiefs.
Yep.
1, Bills. Chiefs. All you have to do, Chiefs, is just smile at me from across the bar and wink, you know, and a little bit of a wave, and then we love you just the same. It's all under the bridge.
It's all fine. You don't even need to go through. You can just text me at 2:30 in the morning.
Just
Chiefs.
Walk in.
Just whatever. You got a key. Just show up.
Just walk in, and you're mine. I'm yours.
You're good to go.
Anything, anytime you want.
Can I get you a cocktail? I was asleep, but fine.
I'm not going to get you a cocktail. I've already made one. It's been sitting by the door for 40 days. Nobody's touched it. All right, Kansas City, the story of the week in reverse AFC power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician, visit empireelectricians.com. All right. This is the time of year where these are fun.
I agree.
I mean, in the summer, you just have to hope that, like, somebody gets cut. Some third-string linebacker gets cut. Like, oh, here we go. Reverse AFC. Has the balance of power shifted? But no, I mean.
How bad a job did we do with the tier? We lost our way with the tier breaks. The last tier break we had was at the Raiders.
Which was a
one-team break, right?
2, but yes.
Okay.
Would you put the Bills in their own tier?
I think I would put the Bills and the Chiefs on the same tier.
Oh. Are the Bills deserving of their own tier?
803-0550.
Ross Tucker at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Ace performance. This guy's been absolutely incredible all year.
And a season high 107 pitches. He departs with a 2-1 lead.
Game one of four in the wild card round, day one of the Major League Baseball postseason. First game, Detroit at Cleveland. AL Central rivals. Cleveland ran down Detroit to win the division, thus earning home field in the first round. And right now we're in the top of the ninth, and the Tigers lead the Guardians 2-1 with two runners on and two outs. Tarek Skubal, as described by Eduardo Perez and Sean McDonough, excellent today. That guy. I watch him, and I don't know who I see, like, historically. I keep thinking of Steve Avery, as the show ever sounded older, but he's way better. Yeah. He's just sort of the high lefty, not super tall. He's not Randy Johnson. Not super tall. The leg kick is up here, and Avery didn't throw 100, but he threw mid-90s. Like, his fastball was a problem.
For the era, he was somewhat of a power pitcher.
Yeah, like, that's the best I can do for Skubal. But last year, Cy Young Award winner, and this year, you know, a little bit more uneven, but here he is dominating in the first game of the postseason. I know on Bet Sweats, Sam and Joe talked a lot about how the over-under for this game was 6. And, like, who's ever heard of a baseball game where the line is 6? But it's 2-1 in the ninth. Yeah. And Joe said, give me the under 100% of the time when it's this low.
Yeah.
Not over yet.
I have a very hard time remembering what Avery looked like. For some reason, I've got Maddox, I've got Smoltz, I've got Glavin, that great Braves rotation. Avery, I would have seen him pitch almost just as much as those other guys. I mean, they were all together for a good long while there.
He just didn't last as long.
And I just don't, I can't see him like in my head. When you I think you've said this before about Scooble.
Okay.
And I don't have it. I don't see, but I can't remember what Avery looked like.
You want the game?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
91 NLCS game 7. Or game 6. Maybe Smoltz's game 7. They won back-to-back in Pittsburgh, Atlanta, to win that series as an underdog. And they might have both been shutouts. Avery pitched one, Smoltz pitched the other. And I loved that team. I fell for the Braves because of, TBS and TV, the 535 right. games.
Sure.
And I was into that. I went to the next year they played again. That's Cabrera's hit. And I went to Pittsburgh for a game in the middle of that series. The Braves were the home team in the series.
Cabrera's
so 3-4-5.
Bream scores.
Yeah.
That's the year after.
Yes.
Okay.
And I saw Wakefield pitch. Maybe I went to two games. Wakefield pitched like a 3-hit shutout. The late Tim Wakefield for the Pirates.
I've never really had. The only time I ever really felt for the Braves or fell for the Braves was then because I felt a certain kinship with them because of the Bills. They're obviously great. They're getting there. They can't do it. And so in that time, and it's around the same, right? That's the same time.
Yeah.
I by the time it got to like a couple of years into that, I really wanted them to do it, not as badly as I wanted the Bills to do it, but it was the same sort of thing that people were making the comparisons, and I just always want somebody win here. If the Braves win, then maybe we'll think we can win or something.
Like, and they did.
Yeah, they did.
In 95, they did.
And
but then 97 and 98. And by the end of the 90s, the Braves were like often compared to the Bills. Like this is even, but they did win one at least right. against Cleveland. All right, baseball day. Here's Dan with us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Dan. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks. So I was hoping we could talk about the Bills being in their own class in the NFL, which I think is a perfectly valid statement.
Okay.
No one's stopping you.
So I'll just. Yeah, all right. So when you look at our offense is obviously at a completely different level than everyone else, but when you combine it with the defense and you look at the secondary that we have, you look at even the linebacker core that we have, and putting up 30 points a game is not going to be enough to get it done. But somehow, some way, we always manage to get that stop or get that turnover when we have to, and it's because the defense is motivating itself behind the offense. It's that same kind of thing that you saw with, and some people might not like this, but Tom Brady and the way that he played. Even though they didn't always have the best defense, they would step up when required. And no other team in the NFL comes close. You can look at the Green Bay Packers, and they have a very good team put together, but they don't have the same kind of offensive firepower that we have. And you saw it in week one. We can come back from any deficit at any time, and there's no other team in the NFL that compares to what we're able to do. And even with a weak defense, it's that ability that has been not seen for about 7 years now that is finally reemerging in the NFL, and it's the Buffalo Bills.
I have a hard time with this sort of like absolute kind of level of, confidence that the Bills are so much better than the rest of the league for two reasons. One is it's still September. Like, we should know. Not to, but that this is not the caller's point. The caller isn't saying like this will last forever. The caller is saying that right now this is true. I mean, the Bills are second in the league in points. They're second in the league in yards. Like they've been great on offense for a long time. But just like the idea that nobody's even possibly capable of the same thing to me is really naive. And the second part of it is, I just cannot do the feelings stuff with like the defense is good because they're motivated by the offense or anything like that. I just don't think pro sports work like that. I think it's, do your job. And if you have good players who are well coached that know where to be in certain situations, they're not always going to be able to do what they want to do, but they will sometimes. And with an offense that scores 30 points a week, you hope for this team that it's often enough. And that's what the last 2 weeks have been, right? Or even week one. With the Henry fumble. But for the most part, for the first four games, almost a quarter of the season, the defense has been, kind of beat.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way they have been playing on defense is it's going to be harder. They're going to need to be better, much better, I think, when they play better teams. Now, the good news is there's not a lot of that on the schedule. You know, they've got a pretty smooth ride. So much so that I would even say New England, you know, on the heels of what they did this past weekend, is a step up, like, overall. And I don't think that's a great roster over there, but they found their way to, 42 points on Sunday.
Without really sweating.
And they've got, to me, a much better running quarterback option than what the Bills saw on Sunday in Drake May versus Spencer Rattler. So I think they're going to have to get some stuff buttoned up this week, or they could be in real trouble, because I think Drake May will be able to function passing the ball down the field against them, as well as the running stuff. So they're going to have to find their way to a better, you know, just a better overall plan. And execution, really. I don't know about the plan. They just missed a bunch of tackles on Sunday.
Do we know that it won't be super windy?
I can't say I know that at this point. Okay. I don't know. I don't know about
it. Because that's one time where the Bills lost to New England.
Right.
When it was super windy.
Right.
It's a little bit odd that first in the league in points is Detroit. First in the league in yards is Dallas. First in the league in yards per play is Indianapolis. But the Bills are kind of like second at all of those, which is, you know, that's better
than
one. And the margins are very small. I'm not dismissing this game. I'm happy to talk about what the Bills should do in Week 18 if they've gone 16-0 and have the option. I'm always here for that conversation, just so everybody knows. But I think New England is probably live. They lose the opener to the Raiders. They gave up big passing yards in that game. I didn't watch a lot of it. Okay. They win in Miami. Close. The Bills beat Miami. Close. Okay. They lose to Pittsburgh with 5 turnovers, 2 at the 1-yard line.
Right.
That, I'm just going to assume kind of they were the better team in that game.
Kind of fluky, yeah.
And then they win by 30. So I went into the season thinking New England was probably pretty good. And through 4 games, I still think they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Diggs, who's coming off a torn ACL, had his first good stat game, 100 yards. So I think they're somewhere with him. And I don't see them yet turning to Travion Henderson so much. They've done a little bit with him. Everybody scored last week. It's not like they have, you know, given him the backfield at all. But I think they have interesting complementary pieces there. Defensively, I don't know. Carolina did nothing. Pittsburgh did little. Vegas, Miami did all right. You know, their defense is probably mid, which so is ours.
Oh, sorry.
What happened?
The baseball.
I was looking down.
The baseball.
I lowered my eyes.
Cleveland, did you see the play that ended up with the leadoff batter on third?
No.
Well, it was a play, a ground ball to second. The throw was low, and the first baseman went to scoop it. He caught a bit of it, and then the momentum of the runner, he hit the ball as he was running to the bag, and the ball rolled off down towards the tarp, down the first baseline in the foul territory, and he ran to third.
Oh, no.
And so he's on third with no outs. Strikeout, ground out to the pitcher, and the guy on third got caught in between third and home, and they got him out, and now they're 2 outs and a man on first. So they had the leadoff man down by 1 in the bottom of the 9th on third, and that's all over already. They still have a chance. They've got.
But that was Ramirez up, I think.
Who grounded to the pitcher? I didn't see who was up. I didn't notice.
Oh, shades of my Cliff Scott play.
So man on first now. From man on third, no outs, to man on first, 2 outs, yep, and still no runs in.
And there's the third.
There's a pop up. Yeah, so that's the end of that. Thanks for coming today, Cleveland.
Shades of my Cliff Scott.
What's your Cliff Scott play?
He's on third after he tripled against me, 11th inning, tie game. I struck out the next kid, and then the third guy up in the inning hit a sort of a soft liner right to me, and Cliff broke. So I just decided one unassisted run over third.
All right.
It's by a million miles the highlight of my life playing sports, and I love Cliff. Here's Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good,
I want
man.
To start off by saying go Sox. Hope we beat the Yankees tonight.
Thanks,
well,
Mike.
I don't know if I can say that the Bills are in a league of their own, tier of their own, but I definitely think we're head and shoulders above the rest. We've passed every test. We may be getting 65 here, but we're still passing. We haven't failed. And we've had a lot of turmoil to start. Oliver goes out the first game. We got two suspensions. Is there any reason for us to falter here like the Chargers did against the Giants? And here we are still passing tests and not really coming into much trouble. I mean, we want to, as fans, say that they're not perfect, but it's week five. They're not perfect, but I think they're a better team all around. Maybe the least weak points in our roster altogether.
All right, and Milano, too. You want to mention him. If you're going to mention Oliver, I would want to mention Milano. He's been the better player throughout his career when he's healthy. Oliver had a great week one, and we were all hopeful he'd be able to keep that up. But, you know, that's been kind of his career so far.
I like that we've gotten two calls from people who are both like, yeah, they're amazing and no one's close. Because I think out of 100 people, I would have said 98 would not want to say that, at least, you know, mm-hmm. on the air, right? Because what do we know from following this league for so long? Like, there's almost no such thing through 4 weeks of being, like, just so good.
The next game is always there to humble you.
There's almost no such thing in any sport anymore of this. So I think most people, not to say, I'm not saying these people are wrong who've called, but like most people are just going to either not get there or not want to get there or not want to say they've gotten there or all of the above. And here are two guys, like, I don't know how this last guy was splitting hairs. Like, I'm not saying they're in their own tier, but I'm saying they're much better than everybody else in the league.
That's
like,
pretty much their own tier, right?
What's the difference?
Right.
And, you know, you don't think most teams have, like, an Ed Oliver injury to have handled so far? I mean, of course they have. Interesting. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.